Florida's coronavirus case average per capita lower than all but two states. By Hannah Blow on October 19, 2021. Florida, which came under a constant stream of criticism from corporate media outlets and blue state leaders throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, is faring better than nearly every other state in the country in terms of case averages per capita, as the state's two-week average of cases dropped by 33%. According to the New York Times coronavirus map and case count, only two states are reporting fewer average cases per capita than the Sunshine State, which is reporting 14 per 100,000. This table is sorted by places with the most cases per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days. Charts show change in daily averages and are each on their own scale, the Times guide reads. Only Louisiana and Hawaii reported lower figures per 100,000 residents, 13 and 9, respectively. California tied with Florida at 14 per capita, but other blue states are reporting significantly higher numbers. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's, D., Michigan, for example, is reporting 43 cases per 100,000, and Governor Tom Wolf's, D., Pennsylvania is reporting 35. New York, which implemented some of the most stringent lockdowns in the country, is reporting 23. In the past 2 weeks, Florida has seen a 33% decrease in cases. It is faring better than both California, which saw a decrease of 16%, and New York, which saw a decrease of 8%. Notably, Washington, D.C., which reinstituted its mask mandate, saw an uptick of cases by 2% in the last 14 days, and Michigan saw an 8% rise in the same time period. Overall, Florida's daily average of cases stood at 3,042 as of October 18. In the last 14 days, hospitalizations are down 40%, and deaths are down 5%. The data comes as some blue state governors, such as Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., re-implement mask mandates over fears of the virus's spread. According to the Times data, Illinois reported 24 cases per 100,000, and despite the mask mandate, cases rose by 11% in the last 14 days. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, R., never implemented a statewide mask mandate during the pandemic and received tremendous pushback from blue state governors, such as former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., whose states ended up faring far worse in terms of fatalities and economic impacts. Even Yahoo News recognized the stunning silence of Florida's most ardent critics, publishing a piece on Tuesday titled, "DeSantis Critics Fall Silent as Florida's COVID-19 Cases Drop."